The ship banks hard and begins flying back towards the outcropping of rocks, low with that sand pluming behind it. You move to the back of the ship where the captain lowers the ramp. You see rocks flying by, breakneck speeds. You see moisture evaporators zooming off into the distance behind you.
You've got 10 seconds to think about it, then you gotta jump.
You hear that through the ship comms.
Just trust in the force.
Sure.
3, 2, 1.
Yep.
Give me an athletics or coordination with your force die added.
Oh god, okay, so how do I do that? Athletics or coordination? I have the same.
Ooh, it's not great.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's only going to be an average check. It's only 2 purples.
Okay.
And you get to add your force die.
Okay, so athletics, then that means that I just add a force die.
Yep.
Okay. Can I get a boost die? Because I have obviously done this before. It's not my first mission.
No.
Dang it.
Give me talents or anything that might help you out.
That's what I'm looking for right now. Let me see my shadow ones. I have one in case I do get hurt, which is the mental fortress. stealth.
Can I reach out through the force to sort of impart a little bit of like confidence and trust to my fellow Jedi?
Maybe. How many force dice do you have?
I have one.
One.
I only have a rating of one.
All right. So here's what we've got to do. You can try. We're going to use those flexible force rules that we talked about a little bit ago. So you can attempt to do this. You're going to need 2 pips, and that'll add a success to Nikisa's check.
So I roll a force die.
And hope for 2 pips, which are more likely to be dark than light. Too dark side?
Too light side.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Nice!
So with your 2 light side points, you are using the basic battle meditation. You can spend to add 1 automatic success to an ally. It's supposed to be engaged, but we're going to ignore that.
She touched my shoulder. That's engaging enough.
So it's 1 success added to your check.
Okay. So now I just do my regular roll, and yeah. I have 1 success.
Yes,
plus 1 success.
Yep.
Okay.
And then I would like to know what Lodi did to help out.
Lodi's still in the cockpit. She's standing behind the captain, her hands kind of on the 2 seats as she sways with the ship, and she just sort of closes her eyes and stretches her senses back to Nikisa and takes a deep fortifying breath as she sort of feels the rhythm of her own body, of her own heart, slow to match that of Nikisa's, who also feels it slow, as you sort of feel this, whatever it is that you feel, that when you're in the presence of Lodi, just this calm, soothing sensation. And you know that you're going to be all right as you jump off the ship.
So I did get 2 failures, 2 advantages, and 1 light side.
Plus 1 success.
Plus the 1 success.
So that is 1 failure, 2 advantages, and 1 light side.
Okay.
You can use the light side for an additional advantage,
okay,
or you can use it as a success. If you use it as success, you're still going to fail. So you might want to use it as an advantage.
Is this counting the success I gave her?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I had 2 failures, so I cancel 1. Well, that means that I just get advantages, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
So would you like to use it as an advantage?
Yeah.
Okay. So what does Nikisa feel when Lodi reaches back from the cockpit and reaches out in the force right before she jumps off the ship?
So for Nikisa, the fact like that Lodi's energy is calming is just because so far she seems to know what she's doing. She might not, but she Like, I don't know how she is feeling herself about this mission, but she does give the impression that she is in control, which does calm Nikisa. She enjoys being around people that seem to know what they are doing. No, but that's the thing. Backrows is all over, but he is never not confident. Nikisa enjoys confidence. So, you know, she knows that no matter what, and it's not like she's like the most trustworthy person or not, she does feel like those are people she can at some level rely on. So she feels the wave of Lodi's force mixing with her own, which I'm pretty sure we had established that looks like circuits.
Mm-hmm. It's the connectivity of circuits.
So she goes for it, even though like it's not her usual go-to move. And she also jumps with the knowledge that like something can happen, but I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna die. you know, it is a risk jumping from a ship, but she can rely enough on her muscle memory.
And the force
to protect her to at least a certain level.
Remind me what Nikisa's force powers are before I describe what happens.
It is misdirect, influence, suppress, and conjure.
Okay. So as Nikisa jumps out of the back of this ship, it's like the sand below her moves up to meet her. The silicone of this planet, this thing that is such a large part of computers, almost so close to catching her. But she stumbles at the last minute and tumbles to the ground, moving head over heels, really, behind the ship as it speeds off into the sky. As she comes to a stop, feeling battered and bruised, taking 4 strain.
Okay.
She sees it silhouetted against the planet and can see the HUD ship. Also moving away from this outcropping of rocks, which is very close to where she lays as the Thranta chases it into the sky. What would you like to do with those advantages? So you have 3 of them.
Okay. First off, ouch. It's like, no superhero landing here. I'll take suggestions, guys.
You tuck and roll, and it's not the most graceful, and you might be a little banged up, but
no one has noticed you or the ship.
That is the thing that could happen.
Yeah, no, definitely. I fell very not graciously, but without a sound.
Yes. If there is one thing you are, it is stealthy.
Yes, exactly. It's like, I am very good at taking, like, if I have to take a beating, I will still do it as to not attract attention. It's the camouflage robes. They were thick enough that I could ball up on it. I would still get the impact of the you know, punching the ground, but it does muffle the sound of the fall.
Soft thump.
Yes, it was a soft thump.
And you're close to the large outcropping of rocks. You can see a big sandstone arch in front of you. And the sounds of people talking in the opening space.
Mm-hmm.
I think Backrows probably would have seen this happening. Hearing the ship coming in.
Yeah. He knew where to look at.
Yeah.
So he just saw this little like dark gray ball fall from the ship and roll on the sand.
To anybody else, it looks like just any other rock, but
yes,
Backrows knows.
I basically look like a rock because I wear camouflage.
That looked like it hurt. You okay, Nikisa?
Thumbs up. Slightly going towards middle, but like, done worst. And then she slowly joins Backrows.
Here, take the flank. Get behind him.
Okay.
You hear the sounds of speeders and swoops starting up.
Vakros is going to wait until the most dramatic moment. But he will, before the speeders can leave, stride out from the rock outcropping and shed his poncho and pull one lightsaber out and ignite it and say,
"You gentlemen seem to be up to something tonight. Why don't we all stay here?"
Nikisa is immediately regretting her decision. As a person that is her job to be stealthy, she did not enjoy that plan of action at all.
It's the very Becros plan of action.
Okay, so he went, he made himself visible. Yeah. I was flanking. That means that I can still choose to be out of sight, right? He can still look like his alum.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, she is definitely like, "I am one of the rocks. Nobody knows that I'm here." Hands are on lightsaber,
great,
though.
Glowy, flashy distraction.
Yeah. Yes. So as Hask responds,
"Whatever we're up to is none of your business, Jedi."
I would like a stealth roll from Nikisa.
Okay.
It is against one red and two purples, but... Okay.
But I do add a... the blue dice that I absolutely forgot the name right now.
Boost.
Boost die. Because I have Slate of Mind.
All right, and you can have a boost for darkness and a boost for that other reason I gave Becros a second boost earlier.
Okay, so we
any,
are doing...
Any other boosts or setbacks that you want to add to your role?
Can I get another boost? Because, like, he does look like the kind of guy that would just show up solo, so they're not expecting at all whatsoever that he has a companion.
I mean, you can have one because Becros is... distraction. Yes.
Okay.
And he's a very bright distraction right now in the darkness.
And then how many thingies you said it was?
It was one red.
One red.
And two purples.
Two purples.
And one setback because this is like a tricky situation. Hask was honestly ready for the Hutt's people to jump him. So I think these people are like a little bit on edge.
Boost die because it's nighttime.
We already got that.
Yeah, we already got that because of dark. Just double checking if I have anything. Unfortunately, my thing for setback diet is only for street smarts or streetwise or knowledge underworld. Okay, that's a big roll. Let's see. Let's see how stealthy I'm feeling. Three is fudge. Oh! Three successes and three threats.
Okay. As you get into a hiding spot, the Trandoshan starts walking towards Becros and says,
"Why don't you get out of our way now? As you can see, there's a lot more of us than there are of you."
"No, I don't think I will. I'm a trained Jedi, and you are farmers. I know your situation is unpleasant here. But if you walk this path of violence, more than just you here will suffer for it. And I can't let that happen. Now, you all can leave if you leave the weapons here."
He looks back at the people around him.
"No, that's not gonna happen."
"Well, be warned, if you choose violence, I will answer in kind. But you have this opportunity. I'm here on behalf of the Jedi Order and the Republic to negotiate a peaceful resolution to the situation here. I strongly encourage you allow that to happen."
"We've tried for a peaceful resolution. That didn't work. Aster tried talking to these people, and they won't listen. They're too busy playing their games and doing whatever it is they do in their golden palaces. Just lounging around, eating like kings, and not working a day in their lives. We tried a peaceful route. It's time to do things my way. Boys, get this stuff out of here."
And you hear the swoops start up, and one of them looks like it's going to just try to get right by you.
Vakros ignites the second lightsaber that he holds in reverse grip. and takes a stance that shows that he means that they should stay.
He's gonna try and get right by you.
A swoop or?
Swoop.
Swoop?
Yep.
So we'll cut the front off of the swoop.
You can try.
I would like to try.
It's gonna be against their piloting.
Okay.
So it's gonna be three purples.
Three and purple.
I'm just gonna go ahead and flip a light side point or a dark side point. So a red and two purples.
Red and two purples. My lightsaber skill is a green and a yellow.
Yeah, three threats on that last roll. We're gonna add at least one setback for that, and I'm gonna bank the other two.
All right. Are you guys okay if I flip?
Yeah.
I really want this to work.
Yeah.
Much like Becros, I'm making this plan up as we go. So I hope this succeeds, because that's all I got plans for.
Okay.
Well, there's the despair.
Meanwhile, up in the ship.
Did you really get a despair?
Did. Oh, I succeeded, though.
Lodi sees the Hutt ship flying ahead of the Thronta, and the captain turns to you and says,
do we want to close the distance? What's the plan? If we get out of atmosphere and they jump to hyperspace, we can try to triangulate where they're going. If you want to go back down, we don't necessarily have to chase them. Anyway, chasing them once they've jumped to hyperspace will be impossible.
Well, of course. Can you run a scan of the ship?
I can try.
She keeps one hand on the throttle and turns to a computer to her right, pushing a couple buttons.
I can do it, but they'll know we're here.
Go ahead.
And she pushes enter. You see the lines of text run across the screen, and the information on the ship is pulled up.
And as that happens, Lodi reaches over and hits a button on the console to ping them.
As soon as you do that, I think you see the thrusters, the rear engines of the ship light up even more as it burns in the atmosphere, moves faster and faster towards the edge of space. You hear a voice come through the comms, partially scrambled.
Hello, Republic Cruiser.
Hello, Hutt Smuggler.
I'm no smuggler. My name is TC-12. How may I be of service today?
Well, TC, I would like you to know, and your people to know, that the Jedi are involved in this matter. That the tension on Nar Hippa will be resolved peacefully, and that your involvement doesn't need to go any farther than this.
Thank you for your concern. The Republic does not have jurisdiction out here. We will do as we like.
Did I say the Republic? I said the Jedi.
The Jedi. The Republic, it is the same. If you have nothing more constructive to say, goodbye.
Goodbye. Boop.
And as it breaks atmosphere, you see the ship streak off into hyperspace.
All right, let's turn back. I have a feeling they're going to need my help.
Yeah, I've got all the information I need. We can probably track where they're going. At least Nikisa probably can, if she survived that jump.
She did. Of course she did. She's a Jedi.
The swoop attempts to fly by Becros. What does Becros do?
So Becros has ignited his second lightsaber to appear more intimidating and takes a swipe with one hand and cuts the fins, the front of the swoop, clean off. Because he did succeed at this check to disable the swoop. But I got a despair and a threat.
Despair and a threat. Let's use all three of those threats in the despair.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
You cut the front fins off of this swoop, and the person on the back of it, you see there are two people actually on the back of it, one behind the other, they lose control over it. It fishtails to the right and the left and makes it a few hundred meters out of this enclosed area before running front first into another small outcropping of rock. As it does, the two people are flung from the back of it, and the crate behind it smashes violently against the rock and explodes. Huge plume, hundreds of feet high, and Becros is knocked to the ground, back in towards Hask and the other people, who are also knocked back and to the ground.
Oh, I know I saw that.
You definitely saw that from the air, yes.
I pictured the movie version of this was Lodi saying, "The Jedi are here." Becros ignites the lightsaber. "We will resolve this situation peacefully." Becros cuts the front off of a swoop. And then, if that's all, and then explosion.
What does Nikisa do? The air is ringing, this huge boom of the explosion. I think your ears are ringing.
Yeah, probably.
We were protected, hiding in the rocks, but you see all these other people knocked back off their feet.
Well, first off, that's one less crate that we have to worry about.
Love the lack of concern for the two people on the bike. That's fine.
I feel concerned.
Becros is a little sad.
I'm not there.
Yeah. Oh, I'm supposed to care about people, yes. Yes, that's a thing that I'm supposed to do.
Okay, so how's the paint the scenario for me again?
It looks like a battlefield. There are smoldering pieces of wreckage everywhere. Things are on fire. The farmers and Hask, the Trandoshan, have been knocked off their feet by the concussion from the explosion. Becros is on the ground. His lightsabers probably not ignited. Maybe one of them rolled away from him just a little bit as he fell. You can barely hear. There's ringing in your ears, and if you were to look up, you would see the streak of a ship moving off in hyperspace.
How many crates did we have again?
Six.
It was six crates, so now it's five.
Yeah.
And how many speeders and stuff? Or cargo loads, I guess?
I'm going to say that there are two swoops, so two speeder bikes and one speeder. One, like, probably on the chunkier side, like an SUV of speeders.
Okay.
You can hear groans as people begin to pick themselves up off the ground. I think some of the crates are just sliding backwards on their own after that.
I was going to say, are we like in Dunes? Does it have like a high, you know, bank of sand that it might be like sliding down?
I'm picturing lots of red rock and sandstone arches, really, really tall rock spires.
Gosh, what do I do here? This is so out of my element. Where are my circuits and computers and stuff and things?
They're inside the speeder.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm looking. I'm looking into the big speeder because I feel like there's something there that I know how to deal with. I mean, not that I don't know my way around a battle, but if I can avoid, I will. So I'm going to head towards the speeder because it's also like worst case scenario, it's going to be a big weapon.
You move stealthily towards the speeder?
Yes. I will stealthily get into that speeder.
All right, so the only thing you're rolling tonight is stealth checks. So let's get another stealth.
Let's do that, because why not? And yeah, I still have the sleight of mind.
You still have sleight of mind. It is still dark, and now people are
disoriented, so not paying attention to another person.
So it's going to be the same check that you've rolled the last time, except without that black die.
Okay, so it was like one red and two purple.
Yes.
Okay. So we have one
boost. All those blue dice.
All the blue dice. Okay. Let's see. Two successes and two advantages.
Okay.
Get to that speeder.
You quietly move around the bits of flaming wreckage and people rolling around on the ground don't notice you as you move from rock to rock. And you make your way towards the largest vehicle, this speeder.
Yeah.
What do you got for two advantages? Any ideas?
Okay, so I'm inside the speeder, right?
You're near the speeder.
Near the speeder.
You're at the speeder.
I am at the speeder.
You're at the speeder.
Do I see inside of the speeder? Is there a window?
There are two people inside. You can see that the front windshield is cracked, and the two people inside are like scrambling to probably to get going.
Mm-hmm.
But there's stuff in the way now.
Okay. How high above the ground is this speeder?
Oh, it's vehicle height.
It's vehicle height.
Yeah.
Does a person fit down?
It's a car.
It's a car with high wheels?
It is about 2 feet off the ground. The windows are at about eye level for you.
Okay. Can I go under the car? And then can I use my advantage to know what to cut under the speeder that it doesn't go anywhere?
Yeah, sure. You want to sabotage the speeder for two advantages? I don't think that would be difficult at all.
Yeah.
All right, so what do?
I go under. I have a lightsaber.
You go under and you ignite your lightsaber. Remind me what your lightsaber looks like.
It looks like I have a very, very bad drawing of it. It is. We named it. I know that we named it a...
Yeah, we gave you a special
A hinged, double-bladed lightsaber.
Uh-huh.
So the hilt can go both ways. Like when I light, I can choose the regular saber uh-huh. length, and I can also have a stabby knife. So it's a saber that doesn't go as tall. I use that side.
So you ignite the shorter blade.
The shorter blade, and I slice under the speeder. Okay. Exactly where I know that a lot of the connectives are that would turn this on and make the computers work.
Yeah, sure. You ignore the mechanical bits and go for the computer bits.
Yes.
What color is your lightsaber blade?
I don't remember if we had established that, but I'm pretty sure it's blue.
Okay. Yeah, so there's this blue glow from under the speeder. Becros is picking himself up off the ground and sees the glow as Nikisa just impales the computer of this vehicle.
Yeah.
Hask begins to pick himself up, and in the air, how is Lodi guiding Captain Dross as you come in towards...
I'm considering whether or not it'll be faster to land or for me to jump out. If I jump out, it'd be cool.
Yeah, could be.
Are we over in that area? How far up, high up are we?
I think you are very quickly closing the gap between the sky and the ground.
Fun.
You, in your very limited time spent flying with Captain Droskin, tell that she is very capable pilot.
I'm heading back to the ramp, and she drops it for me, and I'm just sort of standing there, like holding one of the support struts as she comes in for a landing, and I can see a very clear like view of the entire field before me of the wreckage and destruction that has been wrought. And I just sort of sigh deeply to myself a little bit, and I'm like, maybe I should have been the one to come down here instead. How far away am I now?
The ship is coming down in the outside of this outcropping. As Luna brings it down, I think it is in a steep drop. And as she gets to the ground, it veers and twists and drifts in a half circle. So anywhere between steep drop and drifting near the ground is where you can jump out.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to jump out and like I envision that it's like just over the top of the ridge. Lodi jumps out and just sort of like skids down the rocks, maybe hopping from one to the other down to the battlefield.
Get an average athletics check with your force die.
Yeah.
Unless you have that other thing.
What other?
Enhance.
What other thing?
Enhance.
I mean, I have enhance. It's not on any of my force leaps, though. But when making an athletics check.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's my athletics?
Two purples.
Green, force die. And two purples. I would like a boost die because I jump out of things all the time.
That's previously established, though.
Yeah.
That is inherent in any ranks in athletics or force powers called enhance. We have established that the ground is not soft.
Yeah.
It is, in fact, rocks.
I don't know. There's this specific part where someone has just landed that it's now a little more like person shaped and possibly a little softer.
That's not where I'm landing, but I would like a boost die for studying and centering myself.
I'm going to say no.
Fine. I will roll my paltry one green, one white, and two purple.
You can do it.
Well, that's two light side pips with a failure and a threat.
Okay. You can use both light side pips and have a success and a threat.
And then that's what I do. Yeah.
Okay. So what does it look like? You jump out near the top of the ridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're on top of the rocks.
I just sort of spring lightly from one rock to the air down to the ground.
Okay, cool. And as you get to the ground, you land near Hask. And as your foot hits the ground, you feel a clawed hand wrap around your ankle.
I just look down at him.
You see him, his teeth gritted. He's got these feathers near the sides of his chin. He looks up at you and glares.
Jedi, do you know how much we paid for this stuff?
Thank you for listening to this episode of Path of the Storm. I'm your GM and host for the season, Mark, and you can find my podcast, Coruscant Nights, and The Other Place wherever you listen to podcasts. Bekros is played by Andrew from Dicey Cantina. Be sure to check out Dicey Cantina's newest podcast, The Foxglove Letters, out now wherever you get your podcasts. Lodi is played by Erica Goodwitch. You can also find Erica on the newest season of Heroes of the Hydean Way. Check the show notes for all of her links. And Nikisa is played by Isabella Jones. Thank you to Doug and Nikki for lending their voices to this episode. This episode of Path of the Storm was produced by Nightcast Creative. For info on all of our shows, RPGs, and everything else we do, visit nightcastcreative.com.